Okay, this is Parak Zayin in Hilchos Ganeva. Now we're going to switch into the halachas that have to do with stealing via inexact weights. Again, the common way of purchasing back in those days using weights. The Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, "Hashoka l'chaver mishkalos chaseros min mishkal sheskimo lav min osa medina." Does a person weighs out something for his fellow Jew that he's going to sell him, but he uses weights that are, let's say, less than the ones that are accepted as the common currency inside whatever country he lives in? Or let's say when he measures using a type of measure that contains less than what is the agreed upon in the country he lives in. He violates a prohibition. Shenemar lo sasu aval b'mishvat b'midah b'mishkal b'mizura uvan misura. So the Torah clearly says this is a specific prohibition. Halacha beis afa pisha moded or shokel chaser gonev ina mishalom tashem mekeva. So even though a person who inaccurately measures out or weighs out, right, is really considered to be someone who's stealing, meaning a thief, he does not pay the double fine. Rather, he just pays him the difference in what he was trying to rip him off with. As well, he also doesn't get malchus because what he called them, he's chayiv in a monetary payment. Halacha gimel. Unless anyone stores inside his house or in his store a measure, a weight that is defective in some way or missing or less than it's supposed to be, over below sasi, he violates a negative commandment. Even if he wants to go ahead and use the measure that is defective, but let's say to urinate in as like a toilet, it's prohibited. Even though he's not using it for measure, for excuse me, for commercial purposes, maybe someone will come along who doesn't know that it's defective and use it to measure. You don't get lashes for this type of prohibition because there's no action attached to it. Let's say they're the measuring items and the weights have a that belong to the people of the city have a specific seal on them that's known. The zuamida, but this specific measure or mishkal or weight, hachaserim, the ones that are missing or less than below chosem, don't have that seal. But you can go ahead, what do you call it, leave it for other uses in your house. Gyotiv is like this, sela shenifkama minatzad. Let's say a sela, like which is a type of coin. Let's say it gets destroyed on one side. Lo yasen a mishkal, so you should not use it as a weight. Ben mishkalosav, below user kind of ben gudosav. So you should not use it as a weight among others, nor should you like just treat it as a piece of like extra metal. Below yikavena v'itlana b'tzavar b'no, and you shouldn't go ahead and like drill a hole and make it into a necklace to hang around your kid's neck. Shemiyavo achar v'yasen a mishkal, because someone may come along and make it into a weight. Ella o yiskok o yachtok o yishkok o yachtok o yakos o yashik yam melech. Rather, what should you do? Either grind it into a powder, cut into little pieces, mash it up, or throw it into the garbage. Well, yam melech means the garbage that no one will ever be able to recover the item from. Halacha hey now chaserah v'amdal mechza. Right. So let's say what do you call it? The coin, the sella coin, is reduced to about half its weight. Or half its size. Amda al pachos mi mechza, right? So, well, excuse me, you can still use it. Amda al pachos mi mechza, let's say it's less than half, or al yeser mi mechza, yikotz ashi miden al mechza. So if it becomes less than half or more than half, you have to cut it down until it becomes exactly half. Vimlo chatzar al pachos mi mishtus, what do you call it? But let's say it's reduced by 1/6 of what it's worth. Yikayim losses, you can use it for buying and selling. Losesva. Right, avalol mishkal, but you shouldn't use it as a specific weight. Shekol pachos mishusus, anything that's less than a sixth, moklim bo rov adam masamatan. So this is almost—it's built into the system that 1/6 or less is someone that people will ignore. It's they—they—it's considered like a cost of doing business. Halacha vav now sela shenifkav emsa. Let's say a coin gets damaged in the center, also limkor osa laharog o lacherem. So it cannot be sold to either a murderer or a thief. They shem maramimba as a chayim because they're going to use that to trick other people. Aval nokva v'tola osa be what do you call be tzavar hakatan. But you can poke a hole in it and make it into a necklace if you wanted to. All right, Halacha Zayin. Okay, so Osa Adam Midosav Seah V'Chati Seah Revia Seah V'Ka V'Chati Kav Rova Ka V'Chati Rova V'Shamen Harova. So a person should make the measures that he uses in selling. He should make them a size of a seah, half a seah, a quarter of a seah, a kav, half a kav, a quarter of a kav, an eighth of a kav, and 24th of a kav. Avaluyase kavayim, rat, but he should not make a measure of two kav. So to schalef rova haseah, because what do you call it? Maybe he'll think of it as a quarter of a seah, which really comes out to shu kav mechsa, which is a kav and a half. V'chem yidus when it comes to wet measurements. Ose hin, v'chatzi hin, or shloshes hin, or vias hin. So you should make a hin size, half hin, a third, and a quarter of a hin. The log, v'chatzi log, or vias, as well as a log size, and half a log, and a quarter. V'shamen, v'achar, v'echad, mishmona mishminas. An eighth of a log, and then finally a 64th. Lo asu lasu shloshes hin, or vias hin. Now, it's interesting. The Chum didn't say that you can't make a third or fourth hin, which is used in the Mikdash. Afi shim shchaf and zebezeh. Even though they can be confused with each other, hol v'hayu mikdash mimos Moshe Rabbeinu, because they were these measures existed inside the Mishkan all the way back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, halacha es echad anosav anosen in Yisrael o imagoy o bit avodah zarah. Okay, so it doesn't matter who you're doing business with, whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew, even if he's an idolater. Imada d'shakol chaser. If you go ahead and use a weight or a measure that's missing something, it's missing over b'losase. You're over a prohibition, and you must pay back the difference. So too, you can't trick the non-Jew when it comes to business. Rather, you should be very careful with him. Even if he is somebody who is under your power, so to speak. Even more so for a non-Jew who's not under your control, so to speak. It's in any situation that a person acts in deceiving someone else in business. So too, when it comes to measuring land, real estate. If a person tricks his friend when it comes to measuring out the land, over belosase, he violates a prohibition. The midah. What does midah here mean? Zomidasakarka. This includes or means measuring the land. Right. So too, when it what do you call it? When it comes to judging. And working out these measurements, it applies to land. Lo mishpat mishkav, lo mishpat midah, afilu midah ketanah kemesurah. It doesn't matter if the judgment is about a weight or even the tiniest amount of a liquid or even the tiny amount of a mesurah, which is very, very tiny. Halacha yud, b'nei chavura ha-makbidin ze'al ze'. Right, so let's say there's people belonging to a corporation and they're very, very scrupulous in how they deal with each other. She'chlifu chelek v'chelek, or lo b'menu machal, v'hechzu lo. Right, for instance, they'll exchange one piece of a korban for another piece of a korban, or they borrow food and always go back and return the exact amount. So what it called? So they are susceptible because they're very exact, susceptible to all these prohibitions, including false weights and false measurements, etc. If they don't go and return the exact amount that they took, as well, if this takes place on a yontav, it is what it called is considered to be actually over a prohibition of borrowing and paying back a debt on Yontav itself. Okay, now getting to Hasagas Bul, which we saw already. That's one of the Yisurim. Hamasik Bul Rehu. Let's say a person, what do you call it? Appropriates land that belongs to his friend. How does he do it? Basically, so he moves the boundaries of his friend's property onto his. Etzba, even if it's a finger breadth amount. In bechazaka asa. So if he did it in an open way with force, or he's a gazlan, he's considered a gazlan. Vim hisig b'seser, but if he stole it quietly, or he's a ganav, he's a thief. Vim be'eretz Yisrael hisig agvul. If he does this in Israel, hariza over b'shnei lavin, he's over two yisurim. B'lashal ganeva, oshal gzela. So the first one is the stealing, whether he's a thief or not, whether the thief or like a robber. V'lav shalos sasi gulrecha, and then the second one, which is of actually taking the boundary of your friend's property in Eretz Yisrael. In Yisrael, you're only obligated in this prohibition in Israel. The Torah clearly says it is the what do you call it, the land that you go ahead and settle. So the punishment that you get for cheating someone in business or in measurements here is worse than the one that you would get for sexual prohibition. Because one is between man and God, and one is between man to his fellow man. Anyone who goes ahead and denies the and goes against the mitzvah of measuring in business, it's as if he is denying the Exodus, Shehid Tchilas, because that is the first of Hashem's commandments. Anyone takes upon himself these commandments, he's agreeing to, he acknowledges the Exodus, because that brought about all of the various commandments. And that ends Parak Zion, and we will continue with Parak Ches next time.